Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Pat Prescott, and I'm delighted today to be talking to Lydia Floyd, who is the creator and founder of Hands for Hope, an amazing after-school program that's been going on in North Hollywood for how long now, Lydia?
18 years.
18 years. Wow. Congratulations on 18 years, and also congratulations on something very special is coming up for you, and that is your retirement as the head of Hands for Hope. And of course, you know, when somebody creates something from the love in their heart and grows it for 18 incredible years, we know you're not going to just totally walk away from it. But let's talk a little bit about Hands for Hope, about the history of the organization, about the accomplishments that you're most proud of over these 18 years, and what happens next as this organization moves into a bright and brilliant future. First of all, congratulations on retirement.
Thank you so much, Pat. And you've been a major part of us being able to succeed and survive in this climate. And as a after school program in the North Hollywood area, we are in the San Fernando Valley. We serve the children in the San Fernando Valley with programs such as music and art and dance and careers and health and fitness for 18 years now. And
yeah, this is so much more than a place to go and do homework. You know,
exactly.
The activities are focused on really encouraging creativity and encouraging personal development, the relationships that you see being built between the young people and also the members of your staff who've been working with them is great. And I think what I love the most, and over 18 years I know you've been able to see this happen, is people who go through the program, who go on and go to college, and then come back and share with the young people who are in the program today.
I was just going to mention that we're having a gala event, our 18th anniversary gala this Sunday, and the alumni have been buying tickets like crazy. People who were in the program in the year 2000 are buying tickets to come back and say farewell, I guess, to Miss Lydia, but also to, you know, be a part of something that they have great memories from and that they've learned things about. One of our students is a car dealer at Keys Audi, and he talked to his bosses and got them to support our program, and he is just really excited to be coming and speaking again. And he said, I learned to speak publicly at Hands for Hope.
That's right. A lot of young people do get their first public exposure, not just as speakers, but as performers. And experiences like that really help to shape a person. You know, you can never tell what a big difference that makes in the life of a child. What were some of the biggest challenges that you had with starting and growing the organization? Because a lot of people start nonprofits. It's not that super easy to keep them going, and especially in the climate that we're in right now, where a lot of the government support and some of, you know, has been taken away from a lot of programs, especially that have to do with arts.
Yeah, you know, we're a community-based organization, so the support that the government, the state, and the federal government gives is basically for the programs that are located on the school campuses. We're off-site, but there's still plenty of children that need our services, so, you know, it has been a struggle to have funding, to have consistent funding. You know, it changes every year. Funders decide they have different criteria. So it's been a daily struggle, and we have so many individuals who've chosen to help over the years and come back and support, and monthly donations is a big help. You know, it's a way to pay the monthly bills.
Talk about plans for the future for Hands for Hope. I know you have so many signature events. You mentioned the Starlight Serenade concert that you have every year. I know you've got a walk, and you do a lot of things. Talk about some of the activities that are coming up, and also talk about how members of our radio family can get a chance to participate in some of these activities.
Well, we are always looking for volunteers to help with the events and to help with the children. The Starlight Serenade has been a labor of love for 18 years. Great musicians have come out and supported this event and performed for us, and the kids have gotten a chance to perform at these events. So I hope that everyone tries to get a ticket. It comes up around March. Check our website, handsforhopela.org. And then the walkathon is in June. It's a health and fitness activity for the community in North Hollywood Park. So that's, I think, going to continue as well. Our recent anniversary gala is one that we may repeat probably in 2020, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the organization's still going to continue to have events that we need support for, volunteers to come in and help with the children, and we definitely need donations.
And for people who are interested in, who maybe live in the North Hollywood area and are interested in having their kids be involved with the program, what are the requirements and what should they do?
We're going to be recruiting. We're always looking for children ages 8 to 18. You can come by anytime. We have an open door policy. Come by, see the facility, see what we offer, and see the kids there having a great time. And I think your children would like that too. Bring them by. Come sign them up. And we're in North Hollywood, not far from Universal Studios, so I think it's conveniently located for a lot of parents. There's a lot of schools in that area. There's a lot of kids out there, so I think that, you know, we could probably manage about 75, and we're at about 40 now. So
tell us about some of the specific activities that kids are doing, because I know that they're involved in visual arts and music. There's a lot going on at Hands for Hope.
Well, they're in a robotics class right now. They had origami yesterday. They were making Monday. They did a dress rehearsal. They're singing songs from The Greatest Showman.
Uh-huh.
They've done plays. They have plays coming up next year that they're going to be doing. We've done West Side Story and Guys and Dolls. Not full out plays, but just excerpts from it. Little Shop of Horrors. So they learn doing those kinds of things, performing. It's really good for them. And we have a cooking class. We have fitness class, stretching. Just about anything we can expose them to. They did an art class, an amazing art class this semester, and made wings that, you know, you stand in front of and take pictures. So they had they're being exposed to different things every day.
And that's very important. I know you take them on field trips and everything too. So you can never overestimate the impact that these experiences have on a person and in their formative years in particular, just to expose them to things that they've never seen before and to increase their self-confidence as they start to get out into a world where everything really is new, you know?
Our original mission was to broaden their horizons, build their self-esteem, instill life skills, and develop their talents. And those four things we definitely continue to do.
I think you can check them all off and say that they're happening and that they will continue to happen. And I know we'll be seeing a lot of you in the future as well, too, because when a mission like this comes from your heart, it stays with you forever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's still work to do, and there's still people to help. So that's what I'd like to do. And I started this organization to help single parents like my mother. So we have great programs for the parents as well. We do a resource fair for the parents. We have a partnership with an organization that will pay the parents' bills if they're ill. So, you know, we can refer parents for that, and we have. So we have a rapper named Jizzle who comes out and does a Mother's Day event for them called Dear Mama. And, you know, anything we can do for the parents as well, we try to do, especially single parents.
Well, the website is handsforhope.org. That's hands, the number four, hope.org. You can log on to make a donation, to check out more information about the programs that are offered. And Miss Lydia, on behalf of the thousands of kids, really, who have come through this program and their families, we all thank you and look forward to your next chapter.
Thank you, Pat, for all you've done.
Been talking to Lydia Floyd of Hands for Hope. I'm Pat Prescott.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.